Tinder announces some big changes to their platform. Could the new features help you find a date before Valentine's Day, or are you just a sad, sorry sack of shit who's destined to be alone forever? From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. If you're tired of your loveless existence, then look no further, because we've got what it takes to kickstart your libido. Stay with us. The popularity of dating apps to find that special someone has skyrocketed in the last decade. In the U.S., 4 out of 10 couples now meet online. Wait, so does that mean 8 out of 10 people who then pair off to make 4 out of 10 couples? Or 4 out of 10 people who go on to make 2 out of 10 pairs? I was never good at this kind of stuff. Anyway, one popular dating app hopes to increase the number of matches its users make. Tinder is loosening its core compatibility criteria. The app's creators say they will no longer match users solely with distant relatives. Here with the details is OPR dating technology correspondent Alan Potts. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Leslie. Since its debut in 2012, Tinder has been one of the hottest apps for single people to connect with kinfolk in their area. Now, the company is expanding its algorithm so lonely lovers can cast a wider net beyond just long-lost siblings, unwitting in-laws, and third cousins once removed. Here's Tinder spokesperson Jake Neely.
From casual hookups with distant aunts and uncles to long-term relationships between twins separated at birth, Tinder has been the premier app for incestual dating for years. But as of today, swiping right no longer means you will automatically be paired with someone who shares at least 12% of your DNA. Our users can now share something special without sharing a great-grandparent.
Alan, this is a big change. What should Tinder users expect going forward?
Well, according to the FAQ section inside the Tinder app, the interface itself will remain the same. Users still swipe right to match with possible suitors and left to pass. The only difference is users now stand about a 20% chance of connecting with someone outside their gene pool.
Tinder wouldn't be the first phone app to irk consumers by introducing a major change like this. What's been the response so far?
I spoke with a few Tinder users, and here's what they had to say.
What? Wait. What?
I said, will you still use Tinder even though they are now pairing couples who are not blood relatives?
Oh my god, what the fuck? Are you being for real? Are you being for real? Is this some kind of sick joke?
Whoa, it looks like not everyone is pleased with the new and improved Tinder.
That's right. But the dating app isn't stepping too far from what made it popular in the first place. For an additional $3.99 per month, premium users can access the new Incest Plus feature, where they can be matched exclusively with siblings or parents.
Ooh, sexy. Thank you, Alan. You know, I actually met my last wife on Tinder.
Don't care.
That's OPR's Alan Potts. Valentine's Day. It's the most romantic of all holidays, and it's only one day away. But this celebration of love can often be stressful, especially for those still scrambling to figure out the best gift for their loved ones. To help in your search for that special something for your special someone, OPR relationship expert Martha Saunders joins us now. So Martha, what do you think would make the perfect V-Day present this year? Martha?
I don't know, Leslie. What do you think would make the perfect Valentine's Day gift this year?
Well, I don't know.
And that's the problem, isn't it? As February 14th draws near, studies show that a majority of girlfriends, wives, boyfriends, husbands, and casual partners agree that over the past year, they've been very clear about what they want this upcoming holiday. And at least 2/3 believe that if their significant other had been paying attention at all in the past 6 months, they would have at least picked up on one of the hints they've dropped by now.
Interesting. How would you respond to claims that sometimes people are just too hard to buy for and that it's the thought that counts?
While it's true that up to 70% of partners just want something that shows a little thought and care, that usually means not something you pull out of your ass the day before. Partners should also take under advisement that if they aren't able to even, say, pick up on a favorite color or ask a mutual friend for advice, it really makes it seem like they aren't even trying.
But what about
listening to this doesn't count?
Okay, but I have here some counter research that indicates that many individuals feel their significant other is hard to read or may say they want one thing but then not want it later.
Actually, that study was found to be incorrect upon peer review. I have here, instead, an alternative study from the University of Iowa finding that even in such a case of miscommunication, if a person thought for just one single second about who their partner was as a person, they would be able to read between the lines.
Be that as it may, many of our listeners may feel like this is way too much pressure to put on one little gift and it shouldn't undo all they've done to make this relationship work.
That study went on to further conclude that the pressure was really on this year, especially after the respondents whiffed their two-year anniversary in September by giving their partners a coupon for a free back rub because they thought it would be cute.
Well, you know what? Some of our listeners might really like back rubs. What would you say to them, huh?
I would tell listeners that it is not wrong to have expectations, and also that you shouldn't be demonized for having feelings. Huh. And that the main takeaway from this whole thing is that if the partners in question aren't even able to do one nice thing just once a year, it points to a much bigger issue.
Ow.
The study assumed that subjects had at least booked a dinner reservation, right?
No, the participants didn't think they would need to reserve anything this early.
Well, then it looks like the majority of Americans currently in relationships are going to have to be stuck at home again this Valentine's Day. You know what? Fuck it. Just give your partner whatever dog shit you were planning on, because you're probably going to be single next year anyway.
Honestly, it'd be nice to get some fucking peace and quiet for once.
What did you say?
That's OPR's Martha Saunders.
Oh no, we are not done with this segment.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, enough with all the chocolate candies and smooches. Here's what else you need to know today. Louisiana became the 50th state to officially ban execution by throwing someone out of a helicopter. A series of botched aerial executions led the state to ban the method for good and revert back to the state's preferred method of capital punishment, throwing an inmate out of the back of a John boat into a swamp full of gators. In local news, an anonymous kidnapper was pleasantly surprised today to find the word ransom in the magazine he was cutting letters out of. Initial estimates believe the kidnapper's good fortune may have saved him upwards of 30 minutes on his ransom note. And finally, some big news here at OPR. The Topical has been ranked the most listened to podcast among coronavirus quarantine zones. It's a huge honor and an accomplishment that we really could not have done without all of you. So from everyone here at OPR, thank you. Can't wait to get those numbers even higher next month. Well, that's it for The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. Join us again tomorrow because, let's face it, you got nothing else going on. See you then.